Oh no, Father has a copy of his homily. That means this, I'm going to talk to you of a very important thing, and I don't want to miss any word. And honestly, this is the most difficult thing that most pastors would preach in their congregation or to their congregation. But the past last month, we have tried to lay out to you the basic foundation of stewardship: identity, trust, generosity, and love. Today, I'm tasked to give my own witnessing of how I do my stewardship. And I would like to share to you how I've tried to live stewardship in my life since I became in the seminary and then when I became a priest. In the gospel, Jesus criticized the scribes and the Pharisees by saying, "You must therefore do and observe what they tell, but do not be guided by what they do, since they do not practice what they preach." Matthew 23, verse 3. The external show of faith should be supported by a true religious sentiment of the heart and of the soul. In the same way, in the first reading, the prophet Malachi decried the people for claiming to be God's chosen ones, but comes to the holy temple offering unacceptable gifts. As God loves us, we love God. But love demands that we give. I know, Lord. We cannot say we love God if all we do is receive, receive, and receive. In scriptures, in the Bible, this giving is called tithing. The Hebrew word is ma'aser or ma'ashra, which literally means the tenth or the tenth part. Or if you want it in more graphic, 10%. And it was mentioned 32 times in the Bible. When I entered the seminary, the charism I tried to live allowed me to embrace a simple life. Avoid necessary attachments to material goods, and above all, to think of others before myself. It is a lifestyle that also means whatever I have, I put in common with Father Jess. I entered the seminary with Father Jess in 1991 so that we share everything. And he would do likewise. So that the years we were together in the seminary, we always tried to put into practice the covenant of generosity, an important aspect of stewardship, because we believe that everything we have was a gift from God. In effect, when I became a priest and a pastor in my diocese, it was very easy for me to embrace tithing. In my diocese in the Philippines, it was called Balikhalad sa Diyos, which literally means giving back to God as a gift. In my last parish in the Philippines, was actually the smallest parish in the diocese in terms of number of Catholics. But because majority embraced tithing and made a covenant of generosity, from being a non-remitting church, or being from exempt from paying taxes to the diocese, we became the most generous remitting parish in the diocese. But God cannot be outdone in generosity. In a little more than 4 years, the parish was elevated from an ordinary parish into a diocesan shrine and transformed the church, modesty aside, into the most beautiful church in my diocese. And you can search it. Type Almeria Church, Our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage. In just more than four years. I thank God for giving me the grace to embrace His will in tithing the way sacred scriptures or the Bible intended it. God has been magnanimously generous to me. The gift of the priesthood stands as the summit of His generosity. My gift of self in the ministry, all that I am and all that I have, is my giving back to God for the gifts that He has given me. To my parishioners, I am their pastor, but with them, I'm also a Christian and bound by the same covenant of generosity. Thus, every month, with them, I gave back to God in gratitude the first fruits of His gifts, and that is 10% of my income to the parish I am assigned. As I shared to you before, one of the first things I did when I came to St. Rose was to define my tithing to St. Rose. For this reason, as your pastor, I joyfully give 4% of my income to the plate collection and 6% of my income to the mortgage reduction, a total of 10%. In the beginning, I used to issue 2 checks every month, and the counters would know that. But later on, I realized that there is a wonderful way, an efficient way of giving here in at St. Rose, and that is online giving. I believe tithing should be a free will offering with a goal eventually of giving 10% of what we have received from God. For our community, we urge everyone, if you have not done tithing, to begin with a certain percentage of giving and gradually increase the percentage according to your ability. Brothers and sisters, for you, I am your pastor. But with you, I'm also a parishioner. And that is why my 10% of giving to the parish is my way of giving back to God in gratitude for the things that He has given me, for the generosity of St. Rose. Thank you.